9th Perek of Pesach and Bishna Ches. A Pesach and Yitzhar of Bizvachim. Korban Pesach got mixed up with other Korbanos. And we don't know which is the Korban Pesach. So therefore, Kulam Yiru as Yisdavri Yimochu. You can't be makir any one of them because you don't know if it's a Pesach. If it's a Pesach, then you can't bring it as another Korban. If it's another Korban, you can't bring it as a Pesach. So therefore, you have to wait till they all get a mum, and then you redeem them and you sell them. But yavi imei yafish of hemi min zeh, imei yafish of hemi min zeh, you have to make them very soon. And you have to bring. The problem is like this: let's say I have two animals that got mixed together. One is a skinny animal, one is a fat animal. I don't know which is which korban. So I can't bring a skinny animal in place of the fat one. So therefore, I have to buy two fat ones, and I'm going to lose out the difference. The yachid and the base, the difference in the price of two fat ones and one fat one, a small one, that he has to lose out. This other the players, if it was Nazar with the Korban Bachar, what's the difference between Bachar and other Korbanos? Other Korbanos, you have to sprinkle the blood at least two times on the Mizbeach, where the Korban Pesach only one time. You run into a problem. How do you sprinkle the blood? If you do one time, it's not good for the other Korbanos. If you do two times, you're being Balpasis. You're not allowed to add on to the Pesach. The Bachar is the same type of Zrikas Adam as the Korban Pesach. They both have one, pouring one the blood one time on the Mizbeach. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Oimim, Chabur is Kohanim, Yocheilu. If the Chabura of the Korban Pesach are Kohanim, then you're alright. Because either way you go, if it's, you shef them both, and you say that the Korban Pesach should be Pesach, the Bachar should be Bachar, you sprinkle the blood one time, which is good for both of them, and you can eat them also at that night with the Korban Pesach, by Kohanim, because Kohanim a Bachar has to be eaten by Kohen, and we're talking about a group of Kohanim that are on this Korban Pesach. So either way, they're allowed to eat either the Bachar or the Korban Pesach.